Everyone stand
October 10th.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have public comments.
Nobody.
Seeing nothing. Moving on to business. Franz Vale, Historic District Commission Chair.
Thank you.
You can come join us if you'd like.
Come up here?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you very much for getting me on first. I have to be in Concord at 6, so I'll be brief. The Historic District Commission is kind of revitalized. As you know, you've appointed a couple new members recently, and I think they're going to be great members. And I'm back to being chair, but retired now so that I can spend more time. I have a stash at home from way back when I took over from Liz Mary that I think we can kind of pick up things that were dropped from way back then again. And looking forward to moving forward with making some progress. One of the things that we were looking at back then, and we all on the committee now think, is some public outreach. Probably everybody in the district is different than when it was appointed to the National Register. And we kind of had some misguided steps towards a grant at one point with the Historic Division of Historic Resources.
That was politically correct.
That's why he's there.
That's right.
And the folks from the Division of Historic Resources met with us just at our last meeting again, and there's a new round of grant applications out there. And the priority one grants are simple things like a survey. And that the survey grant is 100% paid by the state. We don't have to come up with any match whatsoever. And they're typically small, like $1,500.
We have a soft match.
Is it
our time.
Well, it's a volunteer. It's a volunteer.
For the survey, that's not even required.
Right. Oh, okay.
There is another priority one that goes a little bit further, and I think it's a 60-40. But our own volunteer time can be counted towards that, so this town wouldn't have to come up for anything. We think a survey would be a good thing to do because back in the 60s when the National Register application was done here, it was much less rigorous than now. And although it's a lot of work, it was a lot of structures, and it's fairly shallow, not a lot of depth to it. And we'd like to start going deeper. We think that'd be a good way to let people know, just getting that grant, kind of inventorying. And that's just the first idea. When we start to meet with the Division of Historic Resources over the grant application, they're going to steer us somewhat, or maybe quite a bit. But I did not want to apply for a grant. Or actually, at this point, they're just looking for a letter of interest. I did not even want to go forward with a letter of interest without the selectman's authorization.
Who does most of the bulk of the work on this?
We would hire, or actually, I guess it would be the town or that would hire a historic architectural historian or historic architecture.
So
or
we would hire somebody. This isn't something we're doing.
For what, though?
To do this survey. It would be an architectural historian or a historical architect. I'm not sure exact. I should know it, but... And it would all be paid for by the grant, so we wouldn't have to come up with anything. But, like I say, I'd like to submit a letter of intent or letter of interest for the grant. That's the point at which we'll start to work with Division of Historic Resources and kind of fine-tune what exactly we'll do, and we'll start interviewing architectural historians to do the work. And then if we're selected... If we get to the final round, there'd be a grant offer, which, of course, the town, the commission don't have any authority to enter into that, so we'd have to come back to you again. And I wish I could be flush that out more about exactly what we want to do.
So do you have a timeline?
The November 26th is when the letter of intent is due.
So that's the letter of intent.
Right. And we're going to meet November 13th, I think it is. And we would like to work on that letter of intent from the commission at that time, which is why I'm here, to make sure it's going to be supported.
Sure. And when does it have to be submitted by? What's the deadline, do you know?
The letter of intent is November 26th.
It has to be submitted by then.
Right. And then the Division of Historic Resources will review all those and pick the ones that they think have the best chance of moving forward.
Okay.
And then we will fine-tune our kind of general application into a more detailed, but that's probably the point at which we'd actually talk to an architectural historian after we've made the first cut. But then we would come back, and I don't remember the deadlines after that, but they fall fairly quickly.
Right.
I think it's early in the year.
Yeah, that's why
we
I'm
need
asking.
To move forward.
Yeah.
When are we looking at the grant being given? Roughly, ballpark figure.
This is something I had not realized until Amy met with us recently. It's actually a 2-year. You have to complete it within 2 years. So we can accept the grant, but we can spend a good long time getting everything in place. And
okay, but I mean, when would we know that we have the grant?
Do you remember?
Probably, my sense is March or April or something.
Fairly early in the year.
Right.
Okay. We're doing the letter of intent, then we would do the application,
and
so to speak.
And you have to sign off on the application.
Yeah, and then if we get it, I'm just wondering when we have to have boots on the ground. So that would be March, April of next year to have boots on the ground, starting to plan and get things set up.
Right.
Okay.
So what are we talking for, like, amounts?
$1,000,
that's it.
$1,500.
Yeah.
Right. No, we're not. I mean, we're going to go very slowly and cautiously into this and do it right,
that.
And we're going to not spend a lot of money. And
yep.
Hopefully, one of the newest of the Historic District Commissions or Certified Local Governments is Rochester. They just are the most, and they jumped into this in a big way. They've been, ever since they became a Certified Local Government, they've been getting a grant each year and doing some fantastic things, and bigger each year, and they actually got money for building rehab, I mean actually structural
right.
work and so forth. I mean, there's a lot out there, and we were talking about the town hall
right.
down the road.
And I wrote a bunch of the grants and had some hands in writing of the grants back in the early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s for that building. And then that kind of just, that's why I'm asking the amounts, because it went from like, oh, we'll just start with $1,000, and then we're going to pay $2,000 to get $5,000, and it just went off from there. So I just asked. That's
yeah.
all. So I do have some, input. If you need some help, you're always welcome to give
okay.
me a call.
Thank you.
I would support that.
I do, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
And like I said, we're going to go slowly, cautiously, be in touch.
So do we need a motion, or we just need a consensus that the Historic District Commission can work on the letter of intent, and then they'll come back to the board with it, and then we'll vote on it then?
So you're meeting on the 13th
right.
of November.
Right.
So the holidays, your deadline. And the 13th.
So we'd be meeting on the 14th, and we don't know if we'd be meeting on the 21st. That's the day before Thanksgiving.
So you'd have a day to put it together before the board could. Does the application require the board's signature? Or
the letter of intent doesn't.
No.
The letter of intent can just be as simple as an email from me.
They would just show us
the
letter of intent as, yep. as an informational thing so that we know what it says, what they're going forward with, I believe.
So you could vote to authorize them to submit the letter of intent, but just ask that they bring it before you on the 14th so you can review it before it goes out.
So moved.
Second.
Okay.
Any discussion?
Aye.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. So once the letter of intent is done, as long as you can get it to Katie for like the meeting on the 14th here at the board, then we'll just be informed. It'll be not what correspondence will look, right?
Yeah, it'll be.
And then moving forward, we'll just be in the loop whenever you guys.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you. So, Franz, the district itself is on the historic register. I know the buildings get identified in that application, but what is the difference between? I mean, what is the implications? What are the implications and on the buildings within it? What's the difference between having the buildings listed separately versus the entire district?
I don't think we would be pushing for individual building listings. It's the historic district is actually bigger than the square. It's the square that's listed on the National Register, and all the buildings were inventoried, even the non-contributing, the buildings that don't have any historical significance
right.
to them. And I
so
think,
just because they're on the register doesn't mean that they're registered as a historical building.
Right.
Let's get that clear, because people are confused.
And I'm not exactly sure how. I think those buildings that do have historical significance need a little more in-depth survey than was
yeah.
part of the general thing to get the whole square listed. And that's my thought, and probably what I'll put into the letter of intent, but we'll discuss it on the 13th. But even that might be something entirely different that we come away with when we actually get the grant. I know that there was a couple different ideas that Amy Dixon from Division of Historic Resources has suggested might be more appropriate to us as a next step. And I'm just not quite on the same page as her. So I'm not sure we will get there so that we can get
So once you get the letter of intent, you'll just keep us in the loop?
Absolutely.
And then anything after that we need to vote on or the acceptance or whatever, you'll just let us know.
Right.
And if you need my help, like I said, I've helped with the Old Town Hall grants to pass, the L-CHIP grants, with the Moose Plate grants, all the stuff for the historic district and the historical stuff.
Okay.
And I was part of the Historical Society, too, so you let me know. And I think your representative is Selectman Salatello.
Yes. Yes.
And if he's unavailable to be at that meeting, I'm happy to come. Yeah.
Okay.
All right?
Super.
Thanks. All right.
And he was at the meeting, which we talked about this.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, he did say something.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very
much.
Thank
you. Okay, Franz.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye.
So we are on to the non-public session. So we are going into non-public session under RSA 91A:3-2L. Consideration of legal advice provided by legal counsel, either in writing or orally, to one or more of members of the board of public body, either where legal counsel is, even when legal counsel is not present. Selectman present. John Olmstead?
Here.
Selectman North? Salatello, no. Motion to enter non-public session made by?
So moved.
Seconded by North.
So that means we have to leave?
Yeah. Roll call vote. So I'll tell them
just
no.
For a little while.
Olmstead.
Yes.
North, yes. Remove public meeting tape. Entered non-public session at 5:11 p.m.